Joining us now on the line, our friend for week one of the Bet the Board podcast, and of course, ToddsTake.com. We say a very good morning to him in Las Vegas and a good afternoon to us, to Todd Furman. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Doing well, and the fact they let you guys into every Canadian household from coast to coast is a rather scary thought. Let me just put it that way.
And especially because Steve steals all their food. Like, it's really, he's a bad guest.
Yeah, I can't believe they let us in across the country either, but Todd, but and now you're going to be famous from coast to coast. What do you think of that?
I don't know how I feel about that. If I become persona non grata at the U.S.-Canadian border, I'll know exactly why.
Todd, right away, what are some of the games that are sticking out to your mind? Because we've seen some line movement. And what are some of the games that you look at that you've been looking at them the entire summer and they still don't make sense to you? What's the one game that doesn't make sense to you this morning?
I think one of the games that has been the most difficult for me to try and figure out is a game that most people won't want to pay attention to, and it's the Los Angeles Rams against the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, when you look at these two teams, what's the Colts' identity going to be with Scott Tolzien under center? How long will Andrew Luck be sidelined? And when you look at the Rams on the other side, so much being made about this team taking the next step. Jared Goff finally getting an offensive-minded head coach to learn under, but the distractions with Aaron Donald, yes, I know he reported, but you hate to go into your season opener without your best defensive player. And then you factor in the line movement on this game, guys, where the number opened with Indianapolis, a three-point favorite, swung to 3 the other way with the injury news, got as high as 5, and all we've seen is professional money this morning coming in Indianapolis, bringing it right back down to a field goal.
Todd, we're seeing now at Sports Interaction, actually, just as we speak, that the Pittsburgh Steelers have now clicked on to a 10. So we're now in double digits within the division. That's usually a big red flag for sharp bettors to want to come on the other side. Are we getting any sharp money on Cleveland at all at this number?
I think that was somewhat inevitable, Steve, when you look at the liability going to the Steelers, not only from an against the spread perspective, but also teaser and money line liability. So I think that getting to 10, you're going to see a little bit of resistance, but professional bettors have kind of taken a different approach to it. For those that think that Cleveland is ultimately the side, clearly a correlation to the under, and you've seen some very real professional money coming in on that first half under, thinking that Hugh Jackson understands he's got a rookie quarterback out there. They've said they're going to stay committed to Isaiah Crowell in the ground game, and that maybe they're going to try and employ a little bit of clock control, because if this thing turns into a track meet, I'll take Pittsburgh and their weapons offensively with the better defense over the Browns all day.
When you talk about totals, Todd, are you tempted to circle the under when you look at the Jets and the Bills and what they can manufacture on the offensive side of things?
Bad offenses are always a good way to start with unders. The problem for me, David, is that bad defenses aren't exactly something that I want to gravitate towards either. And we look at these two teams, definitely familiar with one another. The total opened at 43 during the summer months, now down to 42. But for the most part, it hasn't attracted a whole lot of professional money either way. The line, though, got as high as 8.5, 9 during the week, and you saw just number grabs as much as anything else. I think when we look at the NFL, this is basically the week one definition of a glorified dumpster fire. So unless you have a wager on it or you're a fan of one of these two teams, I can't see folks committing a lot of attention or resources to this contest.
Todd, on Sports Interaction right now, all of a sudden the Buffalo Bills, they've gone from a big favorite. We saw some 8.5 numbers floating around earlier in the week. They're a 7-point favorite now at Sports Interaction. If that number moves a little bit to 6.5, is there value from taking the Bills then if that goes under a touchdown?
I think there's a little bit of opportunity, but as Steve knows all too well, and I try and share my wisdom as best I can, you don't make a lot of money in the NFL laying points with bad football teams. And while the Jets may be amongst the worst in the league, Buffalo isn't much better. So the idea of expecting a bad team to win a game by north of a touchdown, a very scary premise. That being said, I would encourage all those folks in their survivor pools where you can only use a team once all season. You're not going to get a better opportunity to use a bad team than you will with Buffalo this week.
He is Todd Furman of the Bet the Board podcast and, of course, ToddsTake.com, joining us here on Sports Interactions Inside the Lines along the Sportsnet radio network. Todd, another game that's moved on Sports Interaction, and it's the marquee game at 4 o'clock. It is Seattle at Green Bay. The Packers now all of a sudden 3-point favorites. Is that just a case Green Bay's 3-point favorites. Is that a case where the money's really coming hard on Green Bay? And it's tough because we talked about this with you last week, that are the Seahawks maybe the cream of the NFC crop, but taking the Packers when you had the number of 2.5 made a lot of sense to me. Does it still make a lot of sense taking the Packers as a 3-point favorite here at Lambeau?
And you know what? Both of these teams have commanded a lot of respect, not only for this game, but also when you look at their season outlook as far as NFC frontrunners this season. The big thing here and why I think you're going to see some Seattle money coming in, if you haven't already seen it,
is because
you have an injury on the Green Bay Packers offensive line. Brian Bulaga expected to be out. And when you go into battle without your left tackle against a defensive line as strong as the Seattle Seahawks, not a recipe for success. We look at Seattle, their ability to stretch the field as well as the continued emergence of the Russell Wilson to Doug Baldwin combination. I think Seattle's had this game circled since they went into Lambeau and lost 38-10 here last December. For me, if you can still grab a field goal, the only way to look here would be betting the road dog to pull off the outright upset.
And Todd, we should let our listeners know, as I'm sure you already do, that we are seeing the Seattle money coming in now along the Don Best screen. I'm seeing 2.5s. Sports Interaction has dropped that now down to 3, even on Green Bay. So that is Seattle money coming in. Is that sharp money, you think, that's coming in that's moving that number? As we know, sharp money is the only one that's going to move a number off 3, right?
Yep, that is indeed money from the professionals. I mean, we talk about the undervalued positions in football, so much made about quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs in this fantasy culture we all live in. But when the men on the offensive or defensive line aren't out there, that's going to change things a lot more for professional bettors. And Bulaga has kind of been a stalwart there, protecting Rodgers at the left tackle position. And it makes a lot of sense that you're seeing Seattle money come in as a result of his absence.
All right, Todd, you're very, very hard-earned money, which I know you keep locked in a zippered pocket that you don't give away too often. You're going to put it down on somebody today. Who's Todd Furman's best picks for the afternoon?
As far as sides are concerned, I really don't see a whole heck of a lot that jumps off the page for me. I was intent to give out under 24 in the first half for the Giants and Cowboys. That number's trended down to 23.5, especially when you figure that Odell Beckham Jr. won't be out there. So if I peruse the board and try and make sure I give you guys a number that hasn't been burnt completely, I'm going to save my bullet for Monday night and go under in the Chargers-Broncos game in that first half. 21, the number at Sports Interaction as we speak. Even some 21.5 out there, though, if you shop around. I think the Chargers are one of the most underrated defenses in the league. We know what Denver's offense is, and it's pretty pedestrian. So for me, under in the first half of the late game on Monday Night Football, the best bet you can make with the current numbers being offered in the market.
Todd, I bought in earlier on the Atlanta Falcons -6.5. That number has gone back up to a touchdown at 7 right now at sportsinteraction.com. Can the Bears actually keep up to this track field offense that I'm expecting to get home at about 1:15, 1:20? And my expectations is to turn on the TV and see 14-0 Atlanta early in the first quarter.
Well, I can say one thing. There is professional money that's coming on the Bears. Some books hanging 6.5 now. Going to be very difficult for them to hold that number when you consider about 85% of the tickets throughout the sportsbooks here in Nevada that I've spoken to this morning saying that it's Falcons money line, a free teaser leg. Almost a similar story to what we heard on Thursday night about New England being a free leg there. And when you consider the fact that teams that lose the Super Bowl the following season in week one, we can make what we want out of trends. There's a reason they're 2-12 against the spread going back to 2003. The Bears aren't a good football team. Don't get me wrong by any stretch of the imagination, but they have an underrated defense. Atlanta working on some new pieces offensively, specifically at the offensive coordinator position. And this is a big number for a team that plays its home games on turf, laying points on a slow track and grass. I think the Bears can keep this game inside the number if you're able to grab.
Yeah, we're seeing some key numbers. 7 pop up. Sports Interaction has a 7 up right now, which is again a big move off the 6.5 to the key number 7.
Todd, before I let you go, there's a game we talked about, and it's probably the best game at 1:00. Oakland at Tennessee, and that number seems just firmly entrenched at the Titans at 2.5. Where have you seen the money moving on that one? And Tennessee is this year's Oakland Raiders. Everyone loved Oakland as the trendy pick in the AFC. Everyone loves the Titans here. As a team to be a force in the AFC. Do you like the Titans here, and why hasn't that number moved at all?
And this game is kind of the pros versus Joes here. If we go back to the summer months, Oakland was a short favorite. We've seen Tennessee move to a favorite now. And as you guys mentioned, 2.5 at SIA as we speak. Public still backing the Oakland Raiders. They think this team is going to pick up right where they left off, getting Derek Carr back out there. Meanwhile, the Titans, as you mentioned, clearly a trendy side. You look at their ground game. They went out there and got the defensive backs to fortify one of the biggest weaknesses on the team. You're not going to make a lot of money, though, by chasing steam. So if you have the opportunity to lay 2.5 and you like the Titans, still a little bit of value there. Maybe shop around for a modest money line. But I'd want no part of the Raiders. For me personally, this is a measuring stick game for both teams. Oakland has beaten the Titans each of the last 2 years, making the quirky trip out there to Nashville for the third straight season.
He is Todd Furman of the Bet the Board podcast and, of course, toddstake.com. And we are thrilled to have Todd for another season of National Football League goodness. Todd, thanks for doing this, pal. Enjoy week one, my friend.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Good luck with your wagers today.